Hi, thank you for calling XPO. My name is Andrea. I'm floor supervisor. How can I assist you?
Hi, Andrea. Do you have my phone number and case number or whatever in front of you?
Yes, and I'm speaking with Charles Greco.
Yes. As you see, I called numerous times Saturday.
Yes, sir.
We had an appointment to have someone come over and measure or install a range hood. I got a previous call from a contractor, and my phone died, so I couldn't retrieve his number to communicate with him.
Yes.
And he's told me on Thursday, I believe he called. He said he'd be coming in Saturday, and he'll call ahead of time. So Saturday came. And there was no call, and we waited around all day. I called your number and Home Depot numerous times. I was never requested people to call me back. I was given instructions on how to wait an hour, do this, do that. No one ever called me back as a courtesy at all. They just left us here with in mind that we were going to have this measured or installed. And I called 12 times. I asked to speak to supervisors.
Yes.
She said, the one lady said she was going to email something to another supervisor. Nobody got back to me, and you're the first person I'm talking to. So I would really like an explanation, and I would like one in writing. I do not want the other person that we had an appointment with to come near my house now. So I don't know what to do. What should I do?
Okay. Yes, sir. I do apologize for that. I am looking over your order, and I do see the contact you have. And right now, looking from what I can see, I really don't have any explanation as far as what happened, but I do see that
I don't want to know
been...
what happened anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't want dead answers. I want to hear something that's going to happen. I don't care about the past now. I've only heard sad stories from your company. That's all I've heard is dead end requests. I have not heard one positive thing from your company except your voice. I'm just going to move forward. What do I do now? Do you see this insulation or measurement was paid for?
Okay. As far as I'm aware, we don't have any details as far as, like, if you actually paid for it. We just received the information over from Home Depot.
I don't want to know anything you don't have. I only want to know stuff you have.
Okay.
I don't want to know anything you don't do. I only want to know stuff you do.
Okay. Yes, sir. We received the order from Home Depot, but as far as how much you paid or what you paid or if this was a
free
service,
we don't
know.
I don't care about that anymore.
Yes, sir.
I don't care. I only want to know what am I going to do, what are you going to do?
Okay. All right, sir. Well, we can certainly get this appointment rescheduled from the original date to get you completed. But if you don't want to have our team to come out there, then you do have the option to cancel this order with Home Depot. Or if you do yes, sir.
I just didn't want that. What do you got? Just one person working for you?
Okay. Well, we do have multiple technicians, but
want a different technician, that's all.
Okay.
I put faith in that technician that called me originally. Do you have his name or number or no?
Okay. I don't have that specific person.
Okay. I'll take anyone. I don't care if it's the same person now. What do we do now to reschedule this install? What do we do exactly now? And I do want your supervisor to call me back and verify this information you're giving me because I was given a bunch of bull from your company. So I'm not trusting anybody anymore. So what do we do now?
Okay. All right. Well, I can go ahead and see what available dates we have for rescheduling. So one moment, please, while I get that pulled up, okay?
Okay. And keep in mind, I want your supervisor to call me back on my phone to verify the information you and I are going over and to reassure me that it's going to be ran smoothly and he's going to oversee the whole process. So I'm only doing that because I was promised multiple things from your company and ended up with nothing. So that's why I'm taking care of myself. Don't be mad at me for me looking out for myself, because your company did not look out for me upon my requests. So after you and I are all done and I log in the date they're going to come to do whatever they got to do, then you're going to have your supervisor call me and verify that information. I'll hold for the date, and I want to tell you, I'll take any date, anytime.
Okay. All right, sir. Well, I'm looking right now at the calendar. We're not showing any availability until July. I would have to see if I can reach out to see if I can confirm if that is the absolute earliest date. So if you
okay. The July is okay. And if there's any cancellations, I want my name, my number to be in bold print where they could call me at the spur of the moment. If there's any cancellations, which I know today's day and age, we live in a cancellation age. If there's any cancellations and they want to fill that spot, especially if they're in the area, they could call me and I'm usually home. So let me hold on the phone with you, and then you're going to tell me which date in July. And do you have a time you're going to give me or no?
Okay, because right now we have July the 6th. That is the earliest date. As far as the time frame, we won't know the time frame until the evening before.
Okay, hold on.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to come over here and put on my glasses and write that name, that date down. July the 7th. What date does that fall on?
Okay. July the 6th. That's going to be a Tuesday.
Okay. July the 6th.
Yes, sir. July the 6th.
And that's a Tuesday. Okay. Hold on.
Yes, sir.
And they're going to call, they will call on the 5th.
They'll call. Yes, they'll call on the 5th. Yes, sir, that's correct.
They will call on the 5th, and that'll be Monday for the time. Okay, hold on.
Mm-hmm.
And your name is?
Yes, sir. My name is Andrea.
A-N-D-R-E-A?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
Okay. And today is what?
Today is Monday, May the 17th.
Okay. Hold on. 5-17, Monday. Are you in Buffalo?
No, sir. I am actually in Alabama.
Wow, you are so lucky. Now, let me think here. Because you have a lot of nature around you, don't you?
Good bit.
The last person I talked to, I think Natasha told me, I asked her about birds. She didn't know much about them, but she told me her grandmother. Anyway, long story.
Yes, sir.
So Tuesday, this is the appointment, and then they're going to call on the 5th Monday for the time, and your name's Andrea. Now,
yes, sir.
Because we were stiffed completely, after reminders to technicians, to managers, to supervisors, nobody called us back. So I'm going to request for you to tell your supervisor two things: to go over this appointment, and I want an explanation of what happened. Because
okay.
I don't want to wait until Tuesday, July 6th, all day, or I don't want to wait until Monday, July 5th, and not get a call, and then Tuesday, and not get a technician here. So we'd be wasting another day, 2 days. I do not want that to happen, because then it would be really an insult, because I'm waiting all this time just to be stiffed. So I'm going to get reassured by you that your supervisor is going to call me back today to verify this information you gave me and give me an explanation what happened Saturday. Is that possible, Andrea?
Okay. Yes, sir.
Or should I call Home Depot and deal with them?
Okay. Yes, sir. You certainly can reach back out to us, but if you feel that we're taking too long.
No, I don't want to reach back out to you. I want you, your supervisor, to reach out to me. I've been reaching out now 20 times. Nobody grabbed my hand. I want your supervisor to reach out to me to tell me to verify this appointment for July 6th, and to give me a brief explanation on what happened last Saturday.
Okay. Yes, sir. I will make it happen.
Okay. Now, who is your? What's your supervisor's name? Is there a name or no?
Because there is a team that works with it. I don't have their names because they're in a different department.
You have a direct number to them people?
No, I'm not provided a phone number for them.
Okay, I'm not trusting that I'll get a call back, because I was promised Saturday numerous times and nothing ever happened. So I'm just going to take your word that someone is going to call me back today to verify this appointment. That's all I'm asking for. Is someone else other than you, because you wrote it down, you made the appointment. I have that date somehow confirmed, correct?
Yes, sir. We've got it confirmed in our system.
And what are they going to do? Are they going to come and just measure it? It says it's an easy install. Are they going to come and measure it, or are they actually going to install it?
Okay.
So you don't know.
This appointment is just strictly for the measure. They come out and measure the space. And if you have a model, let's see, because I didn't take a look. Okay, you have the model number, and so do you have the product. So we'll determine if it'll fit and if any modifications need to be done. We will give you the details
All
for
right.
that.
All right. So then maybe they'll install it that same day. Who knows? Maybe they'll make an appointment. Correct?
Okay, yes. If the appliance can fit into the space and the technician
The appliance will fit into the space?
Yes. If there's no modifications that need to be done, the appliance is a perfect fit, all your electrical's good, and the technician does have time, then we will have the option to actually complete the installation at the same time.
Wow, I like your experience, Andrea. I knew I was going to get some positive results from you. This is all I needed to know. But again, I really want your supervisor to call me back to verify this, because I want to ask you, do you see we had an appointment last Saturday?
Yes, sir. You definitely did have an appointment, and it was confirmed with the manager that this appointment was scheduled for the 15th. So as far as why it did not get scheduled, I don't know, but we got to look into that to see what happened, because that definitely shouldn't have happened.
No, I don't care about that anymore. I don't want to point fingers at installers that maybe got tied up and maybe they dropped the phone in a swimming pool. I just want to verify. I'm not making any complaints. I don't want anybody to get yelled at. I only want your supervisor to call me back and verify this new appointment for July 6th. I don't want any explanation what happened. I don't want to point my finger at young people that are not responsible yet. They still are learning. Most
okay.
people respond and give courtesy calls. That's what we have to count on each other. But young people haven't been experienced yet. Once they're experienced, then they'll do the right thing. Till then, everybody's still learning, even me. Everybody learns. As long as we learn, we're not going to die. So the only thing I want from Andrea is to have your supervisor sometime between now and July 6th to call me to confirm next appointment.
Okay. All right, sir. I will definitely make sure that happens so that this doesn't happen again to you.
Yeah, and again, I'm not complaining. There's enough notes there to dictate there was a problem. I just don't want any young worker to be yelled at, because when I was young, I did not mm-hmm. like to be yelled at either. So have a good day, Andrea.
Okay. All right, sir. And was there anything else that I could assist you with this time?
No, if things go smoothly, maybe we'll have another install, portable air conditioners. Do you guys do those?
We only do the window units.
Okay.
And
the portable ones, as you just kind of assumed, is not the window, and you're right. They're not that hard to put in. You just have to...
Yeah.
You just have to put the exhaust hose in a little bracket. I appreciate
mm-hmm.
your time. Have a great
okay.
day. Go out, take
welcome.
A break, and a drink of water.
All right. Will do, sir. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Brian.
Okay.